great big farm. Every morning at 5 o'clock, Hector would sound the alarm. He'd cock-a-doodle-doo as loud as can be. He'd wake up all the birds asleep in the trees. He'd wake up all the horses and the cows in the barn. With his cock-a-doodle-doo, he would sound the alarm. Every night before he went to sleep, Hector set his clock for 4:30. The alarm would sound, he'd jump up with a was fast asleep. His clock wouldn't run anymore. When 4:30 rolled around, Hector kept sleeping, never making a sound. All the pigs and the ducks on the farm kept sleeping, waiting to hear the alarm. The farmer, his family, the townsfolk too, kept sleeping and waiting for the cock-a-doodle-doo.
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock came.
Hector kept sleeping, everyone did the same.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock,
10 o'clock now.
Not a sound from the chickens or the dog or the cow.
Finally, about 2 p.m, the farmer woke up, not a moment too soon. He jumped out of bed, gave a great big yawn, ran out the door, heading straight for the barn. He woke up the pigs, the cows, and the sheep, all the townsfolk still fast asleep. He went to see Hector, he knocked on the door. There was Hector sleeping. He could hear him snore.
Hector, Hector, what can we do? Your clock is broken. We depend on you. You wake us every morning with your cock-a-doodle-doo.
And when we didn't hear it, we slept through and through.
The farmer called a meeting for the folks in the town.
Invited all the animals from miles around.
They brought all their money, cashed in all their stocks,
and bought poor Hector a brand new clock. Now when Hector sets his clock at night, he's sure that he'll awake with the early light.
The farmer, the animals, the townsfolk too,
all wake up to his cock-a-doodle-doo. They all